I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes was not bad. Clay Holmes was good. Clay Holmes, despite a pitching line of 4 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks, and 85 pitches in 4 2/3 innings, Clay Holmes gives me legitimate hope based on this performance that this whole thing can work. He threw his changeup a million times. That was a pitch he did not use a lot of in his first start. He used it as much as he used any other pitch. So we saw Clay Holmes kind of widen the repertoire. That's number one. Number two, he kind of got screwed in this game. You've got Tyrone Taylor not being able to judge a fly ball. You've got Mark Vientos making that miscue. This felt very Yankee-like. You know, when Clay was a Yankee, it felt like there would be a command issue. There would be bad luck on weak contact, and there'd be bad defense. That's kind of what happened. Most of the time, I am going to want more than 4 2/3 innings. We all are. But I think the circumstances that he was put in, not all on him, leaves me leaving this start thinking, I think this can work. I feel good. I think the jury is still out, obviously, on Clay. Now, I'll tell you this, they need Clay Holmes. With the Sean Manaea injury, Frankie Montas is still a long ways away. Who knows about Paul Blackburn? They need Clay Holmes. And it's funny, Hoff. Remember when they signed Clay and naturally you, me, and everyone else was like, oh, well, they may end up moving him to the bullpen. They may need him in the bullpen. We're only a week into the season, but need-wise, it's not even close. They need him as a starter more than they need him out of this bullpen.
No question. But on the other hand, too, it's weird. Like, 4 2/3 is more than half the game, right? Or is it close to half the game? Well, except when you go to extra innings. So then, no, it's not.
It's basically half the game. It's not in the third innings if you double it. Yeah.
Right. But the point being is that it's like, so it's good, but he's just acting as a long reliever right now. We need to have some sort of length. This is unsustainable. For sure. He can't do this the entire season.
But I think the reason he threw so many pitches was more about his defense more than it was him.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, listen, he, out of every starting pitcher on this Mets roster, has hit the cap of, I'm pretty sure he was getting deeper into games earlier than anybody else in spring training. I think he was up to 70 pitches already in the first few towards the end of spring training. Last week, I think it was 77. Now he's 85. Think they got to give him. He needs to be able to prove he can go another inning and
so
pitch.
I think in this case, now obviously the defense contributed to it, but I think the main reason he was pulled was not 85 pitches, even though maybe it is. I think it was more situational. He just gave up a base hit to Otto Lopez. He has Reed Garrett warming up in the bullpen to go after lefty and Grant Pauly. I think it was more situational. Hey, it's a big spot. It's a close game. It's still 2-1, 2 outs in the fifth inning. Let me go to one of my better relievers in Reed Garrett to go get the out. So I think it was more situational from Mendy, not, hey, I've got to be careful with him. But I agree with you. He's got to go deeper into games. I mean, the Mets are going to need more depth from their starting pitching. There's no doubt. But it would help. It would help if their defense is a little bit more consistent. Like Tyrone Taylor catching a fly ball would be pretty cool.
Well, I mean, listen, let's be serious here. He's taking a step back in my lovable Mets fandom here. I'm kind of like, is Canario still available? Can we bring him back somehow? But let me just say something about Clay Holmes too. Here's the other thing. He is somebody right now that I think – going deeper in games is definitely something that's going to be available, but he also just doesn't have this like this power pitch that I'm looking for right now. Something about him is just a little bit off. That again, it's two starts in the game, two starts in the season. It's very early, but something about Clay Holmes is just a little bit off. I need to see a little bit more than anything. You know, again, you could talk about the defense. He needs to do more as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. His first two starts are weird. It's tough to gauge him because he hasn't gone deep into the game. There is a lot of weird, bad luck involved, but you know, it wasn't bad. Like, and again, full transparency, I'm trying to watch the game as well as I can because I'm on the air during the Clay Holmes portion of the game, but he wasn't bad. He wasn't great. We've been rating performances here on the Rico Bronya. I would probably say it was like a borderline B minus or C plus. I think what hurts, and it's kind of what you said, I need five innings. Like, I need a starter to go five innings into a game. 4 2/3. When that innings performance starts with a four, that's a tough one for me.
It would also help, too, if the offense, like, you know, put up 10 runs while Clay Holmes is on the mound, because then maybe you can give him, like, a little bit more wiggle room.
Look, that's the other thing. I mean, when you look at the Mets starting pitching performance, now we're one turn through plus with an extra start from Clay. Their pitching's been good enough. Their biggest problem is they haven't hit. Luckily, they were bailed out with the Pete home run and then the cheapy runs they scored in the 11th inning. But the hope is, and the belief is, that they're going to start to hit.